There's only one place in Middle Tennessee that has built a new sewer system from scratch in recent years. That's the one-stoplight town of Eagleville, a community of 650 people in Rutherford County. The project cleaned up a foul smell in the air and is now stoking interest in development. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on what it's like to finally trade septic tanks for a sewer system.
Until recently, when you flushed a toilet like this one in Eagleville, it could end up as a puddle in your backyard. That's the problem with old, faulty septic systems. Ideally, they filter waste and only send water to absorb into a drip field. But when broken or overwhelmed, they're a smelly health hazard. And for businesses, a reputation killer, says restaurateur Mike Zelenik.
And I know there were some bad storms where you could literally see raw sewage out on the sidewalk and stuff.
And a lingering smell, unacceptable for his Maple Street Grill, which he hoped would be Eagleville's second restaurant.
We were not going to open if we couldn't get tied into the new sewer system, because you just can't do business that way.
So when the sewer did come online, he was the first to connect. Kitchen staff opened all the faucets and ran the industrial dishwasher and flushed. All at the same time, no problem.
Customers that live in the area that know Eagleville have commented how much different it is when they walk into the building that they don't notice it. You know, you just don't notice that odor anymore.
The stench of rank water. 2 years later, the reputation fades. But to get here has been a slog. Building a city's first sewer these days is unusual. Only a handful of Tennessee towns have done it. Mayor Travis Brown, a part-time mayor and mechanic by day, says it took decades to wade through local resistance and to secure a grant from a rural poverty program. The sewer now serves 150 customers, largely surrounding the town's central crossing. Out front of the log cabin city hall, Brown motions to the strip of shops.
All these businesses through here just had terrible issues with the septic.
And then to his blue pickup truck for a tour to explain the case in favor of a sewer. He rolls through an old neighborhood, no sidewalks or landscaping, and mostly no-frills two-bedroom homes with gravel driveways. Brown points to one where officials had to convince a homeowner to give up her septic system. As they met in her yard, water came trickling through the grass.
And she's like, what just happened?
A neighbor had flushed.
And she's like, where do I sign?
It was a moment when septic health concerns overcame the worry of higher sewer bills.
I mean, because that's, you know, where her kids were playing in that same backyard. And you're thinking that they've got wastewater running across her yard every time somebody flushes, every time somebody uses their faucet, every time, you know, somebody runs their washer. I mean, just crazy to think about how bad some of the systems were.
Meanwhile, officials couldn't do much with the town's meager tax revenues. A grant and a low-interest loan eventually covered the $3 million cost. The sewer extends far enough for a lumber company and a dumpster manufacturer to tie in, and the K-12 Eagleville School also uses it and has replaced a perpetually mucky septic area next to the football field.
So you'd be there trying to enjoy a night's entertainment of watching football or some kind of sports like that, and just the smell would just be like...
Like sitting in a porta-john for 3 hours. But just across the street from here, the town has its strongest sign of sewers as stimulus. City Manager Andrew Ellard says developers have proposed 50 new homes on 18 acres.
A new subdivision in Eagleville, which will be the first new subdivision in 10-plus years, I believe, on property that otherwise would not have been able to have anywhere near that number of homes.
Ellard also cites property sales, building permits, and the first dentist office opening soon in Eagleville. Plus, the promise of more residents, maybe 150 in the subdivision.
Adding that to our current population of only 650, I mean, we're talking a pretty good moving of the needle there, 20% or so population growth over the course of just a couple or few years.
That reverses decades of stagnation, while the rest of Rutherford and nearby Williamson counties boomed. Eagleville will still be a small town, but one with a sewer system, down below and out of sight, but helping it to grow. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.